Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Elvis Lives, a conspiracy theory podcast. I am just one of your hosts, Julie Eisentrager, and with me I have...
It's me, KB.
It's her, KB.
That's me.
Oh, guys, it's Monday morning. You're listening to it on a Monday morning. We're recording on a Monday morning.
What? Is this a live episode?
Kind of, but not at all.
But never.
No, right? It'll never really be one. Unless we get super, super rich and famous and people just start, like, yeah, let's pay them to have live shows.
That would be amazing, guys.
That would be
But this is not what we're talking about today.
No.
I mean, we can dream.
We divulge. What are we talking about today, KB?
We are talking about a conspiracy around The Simpsons.
No.
It's true.
Oh, what a good time. I love The Simpsons.
I was not allowed to watch The Simpsons growing up.
Too risque.
It was banned.
Mm-hmm.
But as an adult, I have learned to appreciate how great The Simpsons are.
Well, I was allowed to listen and watch some of the most inappropriate things when I was a child. So yeah. I was allowed to watch The Simpsons. And I remember a time where there was just a whole lot less TV channels.
Yeah.
And The Simpsons come 6 o'clock was the only thing that wasn't news.
Yes.
So true. It was great times all round.
Yep. Look at that.
Mum and Dad were just like, oh yeah, it's fine, it's a cartoon.
It's a cartoon, it's
How
fine.
Bad could it be?
Well.
Yeah, lucky we didn't have Family Guy back then.
Cool. But there's a very specific theory around The Simpsons.
There is a very specific theory about The Simpsons. But for the people that don't know what The Simpsons are,
yeah,
I mean...
Maybe there are plenty of kids out there like me not allowed to watch it.
Maybe they've kind of taken that with them into adulthood and never watched it. So I'll give you a little bit of the back history of The Simpsons. The Simpsons is an American animated sitcom created by Matt Groening for the Fox Broadcasting Company. It is a satirical depiction of working class life. The family was conceived by Groening shortly before a solicitation... Yeah, that's the word.
Solicitation
for a series of animated shorts with producer James L. Brooks. Groening created a dysfunctional family and named the characters after his own family members.
Oh my goodness, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So substituting Bart for his own name, so he's like, maybe we won't have a Matt, maybe we'll have a Bart. And Bart is actually like a little anagram. Is that an anagram? Of Brat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, that was the swap out he chose. The shorts became part of the Tracy Ullman show on April 19th, my mum's birthday, 1987. After 3 seasons, the sketch was developed into a half-hour primetime show and became Fox's first series to land in the top 30 ratings.
Wow, that's pretty great.
Yeah, that's really good. Since its debut on December 17th, 1989... 651 episodes of The Simpsons have been broadcast. I mean, it could be more by now.
It's probably more.
I don't know when The Simpsons Wiki was last updated. It is the longest-running American sitcom and the longest-running American scripted primetime television series in terms of seasons and number of episodes.
Wow.
The Simpsons The Simpsons movie is a feature-length film and was released in theaters worldwide on July 27th, 2007, and grossed over $527 million.
They do well.
That's
a lot of money.
October 30, 2007, a video game was released. And currently The Simpsons is on its 30th season, which began airing September 30th, 2018.
Wow, so this is the final season of The Simpsons?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I didn't say it was the final.
No.
It's not. The Simpsons will be renewed for a 31st Whoa. Season. With Al Jean completing a Treehouse of Horror 330? 30 script.
30, yeah.
Though the date has yet to be announced. The Simpsons received acclaim throughout its first 9 or 10 seasons, which are generally considered the golden age.
Oh,
so the golden age. Right up to 10 seasons, right up to a decade, and then the last 20 years have apparently been trash. Time named it 20th Century's Best Television Series.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. On January 14th, 2000, the Simpsons family was awarded a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And it has won dozens of awards since it debuted, including 31 Primetime Emmy Awards.
Whoa.
30 Annie Awards and a Peabody Award. Mm. Homer's exclamatory catchphrase,
Dope,
has been adopted into the English language, while The Simpsons has influenced many other later adult-orientated animated sitcoms.
Mm-hmm.
However, it's also been criticised for a perceived decline in quality over the years.
Well, look, if you run for 31 years...
I don't have enough imagination in me to even get a decade's worth of Simpsons script out.
No, that team of writers is incredibly intelligent and witty and clever.
Yeah.
So maybe it's a decline in intelligence of the human race.
Yeah, potentially.
Not really the series.
Not
itself.
Necessarily the series writers. So this nuclear family, and it's almost quite literally a nuclear family. Homer works at the nuclear plant.
Yes.
It takes place in a fictional American town of Springfield. Mm-hmm. This is an unknown and impossible to determine U.S. state.
Mm-hmm.
The show is intentionally evasive in regards to where it is, so Springfield's geography and that of, like, the surrounding areas contains coastline, deserts, vast farmland, tall mountains, or whatever the story requires.
Yeah, that's fair.
They never wanted you to pinpoint it to one area.
Yeah.
So the first team of writers assembled by Sam Simon consisted of John Schwartzfelder, John Vitti, George Mayer, Jeff Martin, Al Jean, Mike Reese, Jay Kogan, and Wallace Waldolski.
Mm-hmm.
And then newer Simpsons writing teams consist of about 16 writers who propose ideas at the beginning of each December, and then throughout that time they get their turn writing or et cetera, et cetera. Each episode takes 6 months to produce.
Wow.
So the show rarely will comment on a current event.
Yeah.
Which is then even spookier when you think about what the conspiracy is. One of the best former writers of the show was Conan O'Brien, who contributed several episodes in the early 1990s.
Wow.
I know, I didn't know that. And then there's some other people that have stepped in here and there to write a few episodes. So Ricky Gervais wrote Homer Simpson, This Is Your Wife.
Yeah.
Seth Rogen and Evan Goldberg, who wrote Superbad, the movie Superbad,
yes,
wrote Homer the Whopper. And, so Rogen actually voiced a character in that as well.
Yeah.
And then end of 2007, what happened? The Writers Guild had their strike.
Oh no.
And so did the team from The Simpsons.
Oh no.
Yeah. And then I guess the next and final most important thing is the voices.
Of course.
Who provides the voices of the 6 main cast members?
Is that a question to me personally, Julie?
Oh my god, yes. Let's see if you can guess.
Hank Azaria
is one of them.
Nancy Cartwright is the voice of Bart.
Correct.
Dan Castrella?
Castaneta, yeah.
Yeah, that one. I don't know who he voices, but they're the three names that are burnt into my
and
brain.
And I think everyone knows Hank Azaria. Well, I know Hank Azaria from The Birdcage. And that image will forever be burned into my head, and I love it.
Yeah, great.
So every time I hear his voice or hear a character he's voicing on The Simpsons, I immediately think of his character from The Birdcage. But so they have 6 main cast members. Dan Castellaneta.
Yeah.
I'm not even sure I can read.
Can you send us a recording of how to say your name?
In all the characters that you play. Julie Kavner, Nancy Cartwright, Yardley Smith, Hank Azaria, and Harry Shearer. Castellaneta voices Homer, Grandpa Simpson, Krusty the Clown, Groundskeeper Willie, Mayor Quimby, Barney Gumble, and other adult males. Julie Kavner voices Marge and Patty and Selma, as well as minor characters. And Cartwright voices Bart Simpson, Nelson Muntz, Ralph Wiggum, and other children. Smith voices Lisa Simpson and is the only cast member who regularly voices only one character.
Wow.
But she will occasionally play just someone that's in one episode.
Yeah.
Azaria and Shearer do not voice members of the Tartle family, but play the majority of the male townspeople. Azaria, who's been part of the Simpsons' regular voice cast since the second season, voices reoccurring characters such as Mo, Chief Wiggum, Apu, and Professor Frink. And then Shearer provides voices for Mr. Burns, Mr. Smithers, Principal Skinners, Ned Flanders, Reverend Lovejoy, and Dr. Hibbert.
They're so clever.
So clever.
Because none of those voices sound anything alike.
And often those voices are having conversations with each other. Yeah. It's really, really clever. It's great. Every main cast member has won a Primetime Emmy for Outstanding Voiceover Performance.
Of course they have.
Well, when you've won 31 altogether.
Yes.
Just some interesting figures that I found that I would love...
Yes.
If this was my wage.
Okay.
The six main actors were paid $30,000 per episode until 1998.
Per episode?
Per episode.
Like...
Episode. My US US dollars, KB.
It's more than my yearly wage.
Yes. When they were involved in a pay dispute with Fox, basically, they were like, nah, give us more money. Fox were like, fine, we'll replace you. And then Fox realised that was stupid when Groening was like, no, 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 no. Maybe my actors should be paid more. So the issue was soon resolved, and from 98 to 2004, they were paid. I'm now holding KB for support.
I'm so
$125,000 per episode.
Oh, my goodness.
The show's revenue continued to rise through syndication and the DVD sales, and in April 2004, the main cast stopped appearing for script readings, demanding that they were paid more. They asked for $360,000 per episode.
Whoa!
The strike was resolved a month later, and their salaries were increased to something between $250,000 and $360,000 per episode.
That's amazing.
I want to cry. In 2008, production for the 20th season was put on hold for negotiations with the voice actors who wanted a healthy bump in salary to an amount close to $500,000 per episode.
That's half a mil.
Half a million.
Do you know what's scary, though, is that that is not the highest wage in television.
Oh, gosh, no.
Like, that's still a lot of money, but
makes
not...
Makes me want to cry.
What some... That's half
and
of what
most
people...
And these are for people that are
make.
Using their voice.
Yeah.
They're unseen.
The yeah.
Yeah. The negotiations were completed and the actors' salaries were raised to $400,000 per episode. 3 years later, with Fox threatening to cancel the series unless the production costs were cut, the cast members accepted a 30% pay cut down to just over $300,000 per episode. So they have a lot of heart in what they do.
Yeah.
It's not about the
and
money.
And they're very good at what they do. Like, you
very
couldn't
good
do
at what
that
do.
Series now without those six cast members, people.
Not really, and you'd have to have a very, very good impersonator.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's probably possible, but to have the same timing and all that kind of stuff and the same.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because it does, like, throw you up. Like, even just watching Ralph Breaks the Internet, there's a section that has all the Disney princesses in it, and half of them are the original voices, and obviously half of them are not because
they cannot be.
They cannot be. But as soon as Snow White or Cinderella start talking, you're like, oh, that's not right.
Yeah,
like
that's not their voice.
And you haven't heard that voice for years and years and years, but you're immediately like, oh, something's wrong. So if The Simpsons were to do that after 31 seasons, I don't think the show would continue. That was a loud bang. Sorry, guys.
Sorry,
that was my elbow.
I don't think it could continue. I think that would be the end for everything.
So I think it is fair.
It is fair. And then The Simpsons have been dubbed into several other languages, including Japanese, German, Spanish, and Portuguese.
Amazing. Like,
and it's the only one of the few programs to be dubbed into both French and Quebec French.
Wow.
You gotta look after your neighbours.
It's a popular one.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's, like, the history of The Simpsons.
Amazing.
Now I'm interested to find out what this conspiracy is.
Dun, dun, dun. So, theory.
Yeah.
This theory is great. It kind of has a lot of different versions of the same theory. Yeah, so okay. Basically it's that Matt Groening, who is the creator of The Simpsons,
yeah,
is a high-level Freemason who has been using symbolism to tell the world's real truth. Or...
okay.
Matt is actually part of a secret society with intimate knowledge of all human experience, past, present, and future. Or...
okay.
There have been tweets and speculations that Matt is actually a time traveler, and that's what helps him with his storylines.
I'm so just delighted right now at all three of these theories.
Now, the conspiracy busters say that for as many episodes as The Simpsons have and as many jokes and pop culture references that they make, at some point they're bound to get things right.
Yeah.
That's just out of coincidence. It's coincidence.
That is still like 30 years of coincidences.
A lot of coincidences, but I think too they are saying that the way that the world is going, stuff that we thought was outrageous or out of the box or just pure joke,
yeah,
is actually now reality. So
I don't know if that I'm saddened by
that. So is life just imitating art? Is
potentially
the writing team of The Simpsons actually on time travelers? Who knows? But here
are
just a few. I haven't listed all of them. There are a lot, but here are just a few of the ones that for me I was like, oh. Cool. We're predicting the future. So the first one that pops up every time you have a little research is they predicted 9/11. So, this was predicted in 1997. It was, a magazine cover that Bart was holding with, the dollar sign 9 and then the two towers in the background directly next to the 9. That said 9/11 is what it looked like.
Right.
They just pulled 9 out of their heads.
Yeah.
They were like, that sounds like a cheap number. 9 is good. Let's use 9. But everyone's been like, how did they know? This isn't the first time that 9/11 was predicted either. The X-Files did an episode where someone hijacked a plane and tried to drive it into the Twin Towers, and it was diverted and it never happened. But that happened around the same time as this.
There is a lot more digging that we're going to do into 9/11 and also separately into time travel, but there's a lot connected in Project Pegasus, which is a conspiracy theory about 9/11. So
we'll get back to that. The other ones is that it predicted the winners of the Super Bowl in 92, 93, and 94, three consecutive years. Look, that's pretty, like, you pick a team, you're 50% right, you would just
write
3 years in a row.
Kind of.
The other ones were the Disney takeover of Fox Studios.
Yeah.
This was predicted in 1998, and it actually happened in 2017. The writers again are like, no, these things happen all the time. It was just, we happened to pick Disney and Fox, because, you know, why not?
Because Disney.
Yeah. The one that kind of blows my mind a little bit is the Higgs boson particle, or what's known as the God particle, was predicted in 1998. Homer is writing an equation on the board that is, like, just slightly off the actual equation used for the God particle. That was... so the episode came out in 1998, and it was discovered in 2012. One of the writers on the team at the time was a mathematician.
Yeah.
And so was very, very, very close. He was just a slightly off. But... that is pretty incredible.
But
for 14
that,
years, like, later, it
he
was
a mathematician, not necessarily a theoretical physicist.
No, so that was
that's incredible.
The other one is the Trump presidency was predicted in 2000,
that was scary.
And it happened in 2016. Again, the writers are like, look, I think people forget that Trump kept talking about running for president at that time, so it wasn't like kind of out of the ordinary then, but for me it's the scene in the cartoon where Trump is going down the escalator and he's waving to constituents, and you put that next to the real life footage and it's like identical that I was like,
what? That is, yeah. We'll link that in the show notes because when you watch that, you're like, oh, no, groaning, 100% time traveler.
Yeah, time traveler. It's time traveler.
You can't. No, no.
The Siegfried and Roy tiger attack that happened in 2003 was predicted in a Simpsons episode in 1993. Autocorrect fails was predicted in 94. It happened in 2007. The autocorrect kept correcting it to eat up Martha. So when Apple was creating the iOS, it was like dubbed, we can't have an eat up Martha situation because, so I think that in a way is where the Simpsons start influencing life.
Technology.
FaceTime was predicted in 1995 and happened in 2007. On The Simpsons, there's an episode where Lisa is, FaceTime.
I think also, though, for a while, we had an expectation of what we thought technology would bring us.
Exactly.
Like, if you look at the cartoon The Jetsons, they have a robot that kind of does everything in the house. They talk to the house.
Back to the Future also kind of predicts a lot of things. Like, Biff, who looks identical to Donald Trump, becomes the leader. Yeah. They have hologram video messages. Yeah.
And I think that's just like they predicted that's where technology would be, and the people that are creating technology have actually worked towards
doing that.
Yeah. So it kind of makes sense.
The Faulty Voter Machines episode, it was like Barack Obama and oh my goodness, I've forgotten his name. The other guy. that was predicted in 2008 in a Simpsons episode and then happened in 2012. The NSA spying scandal, predicted in 2007 and happened in 2013. Smartwatches, predicted in the episode where Lisa's older and her fiancé has a phone on his watch and he's talking into his phone. That was 95 and happened in 2014. The Ebola outbreak, that was predicted in 97 by The Simpsons and happened in 2014. The FIFA corruption scandal was only a year apart. They predicted in 2014. It happened in 2015. Probably not the biggest but still happened. Greece's debt default was predicted in 2012 by The Simpsons and happened in 2015.
Maybe they're just really
on the pulse.
You know,
they're on the pulse.
Where things are going within the world.
They predicted the 2016 Nobel Prize winner in 2010. Yeah. In 2010, they also predicted the USA's Olympic curling win that happened in 2018. And probably my favourite is the three-eyed fish that we see in a Simpsons episode in 1990.
Yeah.
Because of the nuclear waste in the river next to it. I think it was Japan in 2011, they found near a nuclear power plant this fish with three eyes that looked identical to the cartoon that The Simpsons had drawn. That's what a lot, and that's not all of them. There's a few for me that I'm like kind of like the technology ones where like Gaga's Super Bowl performance was in an episode of The Simpsons and then a few years later it happened, where I'm like, well, those kind of things, if you see them, probably as an artist happen. You can be like, actually that would be really cool, let's do that, you know.
But some things that are, especially things that are somewhat violent,
yes,
or disturbing, you wouldn't go back to The Simpsons to recreate what they've done.
So it is really interesting. And for me, when it, like, particularly when the cartoon is kind of, it's a comedy.
Yeah.
So it's, you don't really take it seriously.
Satirical, like it's
it's just making fun of stuff.
Yeah.
And the world and families and what we as humans are like. But when it starts, like, footage from The Simpsons being quite similar to footage of an actual real-life events that happened years and years later, you do kind of start to wonder a little bit. I mean, they are very intelligent people on this writing team, obviously, that aren't just from writing backgrounds, but from lots of different types of backgrounds. And at some point, yeah, coincidence may play a part.
Yeah, and I think I get to the point where, like, okay, why is Matt Groening the only one that is the time traveler or the Freemason? Or because he created it, yes, but there's 16 people on the writing team now.
Yeah.
So
it could be any of them.
And their predictions have seemed to slowed a little.
Yeah.
Like, between the tens of 2000s, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
But, like, in the early 90s, they were really churning out what seemed to be accurate predictions later on.
Yeah.
So maybe we're yet to see.
Maybe. Maybe the stuff that's been in the later few seasons are actually coming to us at, like, 2013.
We are all going to have to take some 2030. Notes.
Yeah, we are.
Go back, watch The Simpsons, take some notes. Anything that you see that could be a major world event.
Prepare yourselves. The Simpsons have said. Look, this is another one of those conspiracy theories where I'm on the fence about.
Yeah.
I'm still trying to figure out whether I'm for or against time travel. Like, we're going to talk about that later.
We are.
And I think that's where we... Until I figure out that side of things, yeah, then I can figure out how I feel, yeah, about this.
I'm pretty on the fence about it too, but I'm very open and would be quite happy to think that
Matt
Groening is a time traveller.
I think that would be so cool.
Freemason? Nah.
Not
boring.
So much.
But time traveller?
Yeah.
I'm on board.
But the other one is that they're psychics. So they can see into the future.
Mm.
I'll
take it.
Yeah. So
I can just see Matt groaning in, like, his little silk pajamas at night, being like, opening his eyes into the dark abyss, and like just like furiously grabbing a pen and paper and writing down everything he's seen.
I like the opposite, where he's like, okay, sitting in like a Mr. X chair,
oh,
and
yeah,
he's got the like helmet on, and it's like connected to something, and all the team are like around him ready, and he's just like throwing things out there that he's seen, and they're like furiously writing everything down for him.
I love this.
Oh, guys, if you have a favorite Simpsons episode or a favorite like prediction that the Simpsons have,
yes,
told,
let
or
us know,
you just want to hear a different type of conspiracy theory that you're really passionate about, you can contact us in a variety of different ways.
Yeah, we're on the Book of the Face.
The Book of the Face.
AKA Facebook.
Yeah. We also have an email address.
Yeah, you can email us and be like, guys, you missed out. The best conspiracy theory that there is for The Simpsons.
Yeah.
And you can email that through to elvislivspodcast@gmail.com.
And don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to Elvis Lives on any of your favorite podcasts.
Share us around with your
Share
family
us
and friends.
Around. Well, thank you so much for listening so far. We're in episode 5 now.
I know.
And it's just, there's new people every week. So
I
if
know.
You haven't listened to us before and this is your first Elvis Lives podcast, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome. Welcome to the fam.
Welcome. We will see you next week for another episode of Elvis Lives, a Conspiracy Theory Podcast.
Yay.
Yay.
Bye.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.